public meeting and you're encouraged to be part of the process. Please participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. There are several rules to help us proceed as an orderly meeting, and I ask that you keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, please step out of the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I will recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. Secretary Jones must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, and so that others have an opportunity to speak. However, we'll keep track of the time and you can focus on what you're saying. This meeting is being conducted in accordance with the Nebraska Open Meetings Law. A copy of the Open Meetings Law is posted at both exits. I'll now call for a roll call of members.
Bolziger?
Here.
Pleska? Pounds? Kading?
Here.
Huber?
Here.
Radner?
Here.
Schroeder? Boswell?
Here.
Heinrich?
Here.
Item number three, we need to elect the chair and a vice chair for 2024. So we're open to nominations for chair.
I nominate Daryl Bolziger.
I second.
Is there any other nominations for chair? All those in favor of closing the nominations, please vote. Or do we have a thing for it?
Yep.
Okay.
All commission members present voting aye.
I guess thank you. I'll be the chair. So let's have nominations now for vice chair.
We can talk about that.
Joe Pleska.
There's a nomination for Joe Pleska. Is there any other nominations?
Was there a second for that?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I was second that.
Okay, there's a second there. Yeah. Any other nominations?
Second or Chris?
Chris did.
Chris.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Let's vote on whether to close the nominations.
All commission members present voting aye.
Too bad, Joe. Number four, approval of the minutes for the December 5th, 2023 meeting.
Motion to approve. Motion to approve.
Is there a second? I'll second it then. Motion by Radner, second by Bolziger to approve the minutes from December 7th. Please vote.
Present voting aye. Boswell, Huber, Radner, Bolziger, Heinrich, abstaining, Kading.
Okay, thank you. Item number five, I'll open a public hearing to consider a replat application submitted by JPR Investments LP, 10669 Oak Park Lane, Blair, Nebraska, for lot 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15, JPR addition, a replat of lot 10, JPR addition to the city of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, 695 East Grant Street. Jeff.
Well, good evening, commissioners. Happy New Year. Your first and only consideration tonight is replat application by JPR Investments I. That was what was on the form, I think it's I. The current zoning for this area is AMA, agricultural manufacturing, basically heavy industrial area. The current lot, which is number 10 on that area, is going to be subdivided into five different lots. Lot 15 will be the largest, which the building is currently exists. The building, the lot remaining, the remaining area will be 275 feet approximately, 120 feet deep. Contains about 32,835 square feet, and on this is a 10,000 square foot building, 50 by 20. After the plat, if it's okay, it will still meet the current setbacks as required for the AMH zoning district. Lots 11, 12, and 13 will be 80 feet wide by 120 feet deep, contain 9,600 square feet. And then lot 14 will be slightly larger at 84 feet, 120 feet deep, and then some 10,116 square feet. All proposed lot sizes and dimensions do meet the minimum lot and size requirements for the AMH district. This is the industrial park, east side of Blair on Long East Grant. This is the empty lot as it looks out now. I think this is probably lot 12, 13, 14. Here's the existing building on what will be lot 15. Zoning overlay shows AMH surrounding the properties. Property in question is in the red hash marks. It's a picture of the area without our zoning overlay, East Grant Street, Industrial Road. City of Blair corporate limits are exactly right here, kind of bordering the south part of the border of this lot. This is from the replat itself, shows lot 15 at its current size of the existing building. 11, 12, 13, and 14. 9 is here, that is an existing different lot that is part of the Pounds, two lots that owned by Pounds. This just shows you the surrounding subdivisions and owners. And this is the entire replat showing the different area here, that lot 10 there, and then of course a backup version of the replat. Now with that, any questions for the replat?
So I'm understanding it's currently in city limits,
correct? It is currently in city limits.
And there's no zone, you're not
over
changing?
Here, it comes up here, and this, and then everything on this area is in city limits.
And there's this is, no rezoning involved, no, yeah. Just a replat?
Just a replat for that.
I kind of have a question because you have like a swamp area on the other side of Grant, and then you got like a creek on this side. Is there any passage of water across there at all?
There is a current wetlands through here. It is marked on the plat, showing the area here, through here, through here. That really does not impact the zoning as much as that would impact any sort of building on this property. But as somebody who is going to be buying these lots, they will be able to tell from the plat right here that where the wetlands are. The entire lot, in fact, this whole area is in the AE flood zone. So whatever is built there, again, it's not a zoning issue, but it will be a building issue. Okay. They'll have to do something about the flood zone just by bringing up the building 1 foot above base flood elevation. Again, that's a building issue, not a zoning issue.
So there's not issue with backfilling that lot to raise it, is there?
Well, there could be. I'm not going to say yes or no because we'd have to wait and see. The city would issue a floodplain permit. We'd have to take a look at those wetlands. Probably we'd have to do a little bit more investigation. Probably talk to Nebraska DEQ and kind of find out what's going on there. But again, that would be more of the building department, not the zoning.
Any other questions of the staff? Anybody who wish to speak on this issue from the public? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and leave it up to the commission to see what to do.
I'd approve it.
Is that a motion?
Motion to approve.
I'd second that.
Motion by Radner, second by Boswell to approve the replat. Any further questions or please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
Okay, and that will go to the second council meeting of the month of January, right?
That is correct. We're going to be on a new schedule to allow a little more time between the first city council meeting and the planning commission. So from now on, except for possibly next holiday season, it will be the second city council meeting of the month. In this case, January 23rd is when the city council will vote on this issue.
Okay. Is a report from staff?
don't have anything else, so thank you all.
Okay, anything from members? I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Move by Heinrich, second by Radnor to close the meeting. Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
Thank you. Not a short meeting.